Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. And speaking of Sun, we're going right to the phones where we are joined by Mark Kite. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
You know, you look out the window today, Mark, and you'd say, I need to go get an ATV. We were talking to the parks over on the Western Slope, and they have some incredible trail riding opportunities over there. You almost think, well, I should go get one and take advantage of this nice weather. But this nice weather and having an ATV is a wonderful thing, but Mother Nature could turn on us pretty quick. I think we got a sign of that last week. So when you get that ATV, make sure it's set up for your winter activities too, huh?
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's some, to your first point, no question, there's some phenomenal riding in Colorado, which is, you know, it's just awesome. And this time of the year is just, it's so beautiful up in the mountains right now, you know, and just checking out the leaves and the leaf changing and, you know, going backwoods to do some fishing or even just trail riding, all that's awesome. But you're absolutely right. I mean, right now, this time of the year, you know, we're selling a ton of ATVs. We're super busy today already, you know, just beautiful, beautiful day. But we've got a lot of stuff on the floor already set up for that weather change. You know, whether you're ice fishing or snow plowing or whatever, and we've got a lot of stuff there going on.
No, absolutely right. And let's talk, I want to get to the ice fishing because you and I both, you've fished with me, you understand how mobility can improve your ability to catch fish and the opportunities we have to take motorized vehicles on the ice in Colorado. But let's talk about the snow removing capabilities. Now, you also have snow blowers, but let's talk, and we know the snow's coming. We had a taste of it already. And if you've got that longer driveway or that maybe a complex of sidewalks, boy, can it save your back at my age, or in my case, Karen's back. Don't say I said that, though. By having an ATV set up to plow that.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we do a ton of ATV and side-by-sides with snowplow setups. You know, the ATV stuff, you know, you can get plows width of sidewalks, so you can run them down sidewalks, which is nice. You know, we have a lot of residential folks who use ATVs with snowplows on them to plow driveways with. And then on the commercial side, you know, we go up from there. So we do a lot of side-by-side stuff with full cab systems and heaters and, you know, the whole deal to, you know, to do bigger areas, you know, for the landscape companies and stuff like that. But, yeah, no matter how big or small, you know, we've got you covered as far as snow removal for sure.
Well, and you've got the snow blowers too.
We do. You know, we carry a full line of the Honda snow blowers, and, you know, it's amazing. You know, Honda's just such a great company. They really are, and it's amazing the technology in the new snow blowers. You know, you wouldn't think so when you know, a snow blower's a snow blower, but I'll tell you what, I encourage everybody, if you're looking at a snow blower, to check out the new Honda line of snow blowers. They're really, really impressive.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you know, people wait till they get that first big snow and then they have to shovel it. You know, folks, the time to buy it is now. Have it ready to go. But let's move on to ice fishing because that happens to be something, as you know, that's near and dear to my heart. You've spent some time on the ice with me, a few trips, and every one of those trips we took ATVs with us, whether they were wheeled or tracked. And I think as an avid angler yourself, I think it was pretty obvious that if we didn't have that ability to move around, because we were on lakes like Granby, we were on up in Wyoming on some of the lakes, we were just did a number of different things, and the fish weren't always where we started, Mark.
Yeah, no question. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's you know, they're so fitting, you know, on the ice, and I don't know, you know, that necessarily everybody understands that. You're absolutely right. You know, you get a lot of snow cover, and it's not just ice all the time, you know, and a lot of snow covers and drifting on top of the lakes and stuff like that, and you know, some of the track stuff on ATVs really helps get through that. You know, to your point, you know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, on our trips, you know, we've moved around, you know, like you just said, you know, the fish aren't here. And it makes you so much more mobile. You know, you can get around and get to the fish, and you know, it's just, they're just such good tools to help you with the fishing.
Well, and I think there's a lot of people that don't realize we have a number of lakes right here in Colorado, not to mention the surrounding states, where you can take a motorized vehicle. I mentioned Granby. You can go anywhere in a four-wheel in a ATV. Once, of course, you got to make sure there's good firm ice. Always, you know, be checking that. Glendale Reservoir in Wyoming is another one we fished using ATVs. And then, you know, people don't. Lakes like Stagecoach Reservoir. You know, I have to check each lake in Colorado. Lake John, they actually drive trucks, though, but an ATV would be so much better to get around. Now, the one question, if I buy an ATV with a track system, I'm able to switch that back and forth to a wheel system for summer use, right?
Yeah, that's a super great question, you know, absolutely. So, you know, the track setup is, you know, it takes a little time the first time around because all the bracketry that goes on the ATV. But, you know, after that, you know, the swap back and forth from track to tires only about a half hour, 45 minutes. So, yeah, very, very, very easy to go back and forth. And so it really is a year-round rig, absolutely.
Well, and the time to buy stuff for winter, whether it's snow removal or ice fishing or winter trail riding, whatever you're going to do, just do it now, folks. Be ready. All your outdoor activities, don't wait till you're into them and you rush and make a bad decision. Tell them how they find you, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us on the web at sunent.com, or you can find us right here at our store at 89th and Washington. You take I-25 to the 84th Avenue exit, east two blocks to Pearl Street, come up Pearl. You can't miss us. 5-acre campus, no way you can miss us.
All right, we're going to have to get out on the ice again this year, my friend.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Kite from Sun Power Sports. Great, great partner. You know, speaking of great partners, we're going to do a trivia question coming up here in the next hour, and we're going to start our Masters of Ice Fishing series, or our Legends of Ice Fishing. We're going to start that as Brian Brosdahl joins us this week in the second hour. Dave Gentz is going to join us in a couple weeks, and then Greg Clagio and a few others as we go on. So you want to stay tuned for that. But what you really need to stay tuned for is Nate Zielinski after this quick timeout.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.